And so we said, you know, how do we bring that level of sort of consumer experience that's delightful to the nonprofit space? In the process, really make it fun and engaging and easier to volunteer and do more good. And then on the financial side, because of you're more excited, you're more inspired, we can also help these organizations get a new batch of donors as well.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Gung Wang, founder of Civics Champs, Seamless Volunteering. Welcome, Gung.
Super excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be a part of this great set of interviews that you're doing.
According to AmeriCorps, around 25% of Americans volunteer. That's around 78 million people. And they volunteer about 32 hours per year with an economic impact of $167 million. That's a pretty big industry, you know, if we could actually call it that.
I think most people are surprised, both in terms of the volunteering amount, but you know, also if you think about on the donations, if you include that, that's a big part of it too, right? And so we take it all in, the nonprofit sector is a $2 trillion industry, and Americans are very gracious and give $460 billion every year, roughly.
How do Americans compare with other countries in terms of the volunteer hours and how much they give back financially and in terms of their time, say, as against Canada or Europe?
Yeah, I think volunteerism in America is fairly unique. You know, you can go all the way back in history with Alexis de Tocqueville and his sort of seminal work around democracy in America. And he talks about how even then, at the founding, you know, how there was this unique element to American democracy around giving. And so, yeah, I would say it is a relatively unique characteristic that we have. In part, I think, you know, if you talk to folks in Europe, I think oftentimes it is believed that the state actually should be handling more of these, and the U.S. might be volunteering activities, and there really should be jobs. And there's some truth to that, right, in terms of the nonprofit sector sort of being a safety net, in part because the state is not actually providing those services.
True. For instance, even in your schools, they probably need more special ed teachers, but we have classroom mothers who sometimes spend time doing special activities,
exactly.
You know, reading with the kids and all that. And they could actually be jobs exactly. For people.
Right. That's a very unique part of how we think about volunteerism and nonprofits compared to maybe some of our other fellow countries around the world.
So have the number of volunteer hours increased because of the pandemic?
Yeah. So there's two comments around that. So one is sort of a macro level observation, which is it's actually hard to track volunteerism today than it used to be. So historically, most volunteerism happened, you know, in the context of a nonprofit agency, right? And you would go to volunteer at an agency, and that information is much more easily tracked. Whereas a lot of what you might still consider to be volunteerism or activism, there's a lot more ad hoc movements these days that's actually much harder to track. So if you take, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement, if you take the Women's March, right, all of those things, right, are both activism, but in a lot of ways, it is, you know, you could consider that also volunteerism as well. And so in the pandemic, if you zoom in now, what you've seen a lot of is the rise of neighbors helping neighbors or mutual aid groups where, you know, I'm going to help the senior down the street who needs grocery shopping, and I'm just going to provide that level of support. That is certainly volunteerism and sort of community giving, but it's not as easily tracked, right? And so if you look at the official numbers, it's actually hard to sort of have that reflected. I would say, though, you know, to answer the question more specifically, volunteerism on a whole has actually decreased during COVID. because so much of the formal volunteer zone programs have stopped operating and now has started to pick back up. But there was a period of a couple of months where I think folks were really trying to get a lay of the land and figure out how to do it safely, right? And so as we've learned how to cope with COVID-19, some of those programs have really started to pick back up. But there was a couple months where you saw sort of a drastic decrease. Part of that was offset by this mutual aid or neighbors helping neighbors. But again, it's hard to quantify and compare apples to apples. Mm-hmm.
And it is very easy now to do exactly what you do. You set up a Facebook page, invite a few friends and say, hey, mm-hmm. I want to help our community and by giving back. And here's this lady who, or a family who doesn't have enough money for grocery, and people chip in. And so it's really easy to do that.
Yep.
Now with social media.
Right. And that's almost exactly how a lot of these mutual aid groups got started, as they were Facebook groups. And they said, hey, invite everyone you know. If you need help, join the group and post here. And if you're willing to help, you can also ask for help. Obviously, very time intensive and hard to manage over the long term. But in the short term, it was incredibly powerful in terms of getting help out to people in need very quickly.
And besides powerful, I feel it came from the heart, because often people gave because they could get a tax deduction, right?
Yep.
This, they didn't care. Here's my money. Go buy groceries. Go buy hand sanitizers for the people who need. I felt there was so much more authenticity in these small groups of people, the neighborhood community, which were organized around the pandemic.
Absolutely. To your point, right? It really was just people saying, hey, how can I be helpful? And whatever is needed, they sort of rose to the occasion. And yeah, truly inspiring. I agree.
So volunteering helps the person who is being helped, but it also helps the person who volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
There are studies which show that volunteering helps you mentally and even physically by giving back, by reducing your stress, your anger, your anxiety.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So a little sort of other little known facts, right? Again, if we look at especially older adults, there's a lot of studies that show that it helps you with your sort of retaining your cognitive abilities. It helps, with your social